Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Today I'm joined by Shona from the United States, who uses LDN for chronic fatigue syndrome, Sjogren's, and she has had other conditions that we will learn about. Thank you for joining us today, Shona.
Hi, Linda. It's my pleasure. I join you from Alberta, Canada.
Oh, sorry, not from America. Wow.
Yeah, I'm a proud Canadian. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, wonderful. And sorry for calling you an American. Slap my wrist. Anyway, could you tell us, you know, your story up until finding LDN? What was your story?
Well, I, as a young girl, had always been a sickly little girl. As a toddler, I'd been bitten by a rabid dog. And at that time, the antibody for that was 7 injections of live virus. And as well then, in the same time period, I had untreated strep and developed rheumatic fever. So I was a sickly, wimpy young gal I struggled through my teen years, tried to be like the other people that I knew and have lots of energy, and I meant well, but, you know, I just always struggled. And then in 1988, I finished my nurse's training, my first job as an RN out in rural Alberta. And within 2 weeks, I caught mononucleosis. Part of my job was pediatrics. And I was very, very sick with that. I actually was hospitalized for a few days for dehydration and weakness. And I never fully recovered from that, up and down for decades. That was 30 years ago. And raised 4 kids. In 1996, I had an acute episode of fatigue and weakness. I was a single mom raising 4 kids. I was working, and all of a sudden, I just tanked. I had to be off work for 4 months. I couldn't even go downstairs and change laundry loads and carry up my dry load. In one go, I had to lay down. But in 4 months, it kind of resolved, and I went on up and down, up and down. And in 2015, in the fall, I was working as an emergency nurse in our rural hospital here, just outside of Edmonton, Alberta. And I caught a virus again, that viral load. And in a few months, it started taking me down. Within a year and a half, I could no longer get out of bed. And my cognitive abilities had declined drastically. I was wasting away. I was bedbound. I was isolated. I would say things and have no recollection that I had said them. I would do things and have no recollection that I had done them. My doctor had nothing to offer me. He looked at me with such sorry eyes over the top of his glasses, and he had seen me go through many of my episodes before and reassured me that you'll rally through this. He sent me to a rheumatologist who had nothing to offer me. And that went on for months, Linda. I had no socialization. I couldn't go down the back deck stairs to go outside. And I was quite certain that my life was over, that this was me dying. Mm-hmm. And my kids went into fear mode. Their fears were just so raging. I was the strong person. I was the matriarch of the family. They depended on me, and they literally were supporting me financially and physically. And we're talking about maybe mom needs to go into a home. Mm-hmm. And so in that process, I was diagnosed with Sjogren's, which greatly affected my eyesight. And I had stopped crafting. I had stopped reading. I couldn't read anymore. I had stopped driving. Number one, I didn't have the energy. Number two, I couldn't see. And I was really happy when I found some treatments for that and my eyesight came back. I had difficulty holding conversations. I was absent in the conversations, only partly there. And I had such great difficulty finding the words and expressing myself that I stopped speaking because I was afraid of what would or wouldn't come out of my mouth. And so as my eyesight cleared, I realized that the reason that I couldn't read was because I couldn't read. I couldn't discern the words on the page. I couldn't comprehend the text. I realized that that went along with not comprehending the conversations, with not having a proper affect. When I went to smile, my face wouldn't really smile. I couldn't feel a smile. So I went into my doctor, and he gave me another wild-eyed look over his glasses and sent me for a brain MRI, which came back negative, and he sent me to a neurologist. And the neurologist was right on the money, a young man, and he said, the thing with Sjogren's, and in the meantime, I had been diagnosed with myalgic encephalomyelitis, ME, the new word for chronic fatigue syndrome. He said the issue with those conditions, it's not neurological, as in anatomical, it's an energy issue, a cellular energy issue. Oh, okay. So began my journey with LDN. I went to my doctor and I said, I want to try this. And fortuitously, he had had a year before an RCMP fellow, active constable, come in with iritis with his research for LDN and asked for it. And my doctor agreed. And in a short time, within a week, he started to see results. I came in a year later. This man had been stable on LDN. I came in with my beginnings of research from your Facebook group and presented it. And he said, well, I don't know if it'll work, but I have nothing to offer you, so let's give it a try. And what I found initially, Linda, was that I had weekly victories. Within at the end of the first week, I found that my reading comprehension came back. At the end of the second week, people around me were commenting that they noticed I wasn't word searching as much anymore, that my sentences actually were not fragmented anymore, and that I was making sense. Mm-hmm. By the end of the third week, I went in and had a full-blown discussion with my doctor about what I had experienced and what is next for me in my recovery. And within 4 weeks, I could comprehend my writing. I had lost my ability to write. I looked like my writing looked like a dementia patient writing, although I had passed the clock test at the neurologist. And my writing was now legible. So with that, then, I took other treatment requests to my doctor, and he monitored my LDN use. I started at 1.5 milligrams and kind of broke the norm. I couldn't wait a month to go up. I really was desperate for results. So within 2 weeks, I went to 3 milligrams. And then within another 3 weeks, I tried four milligrams. And that did not work for me. I have had wonderful success on the 3 milligrams and have added other treatments to this. In that time period, because I was bedbound, I had kind of forgotten how to walk. My body couldn't support itself. I had difficulty holding my head up, even though I had more energy. I had muscle wasting and joint and tendon and musculature hardening. And so I took 5 solid months of intense treatment and had lots of love and attention poured into my recovery by many people. And in the fall time, I was cleared to go back to work. I am, although not to active bedside duty, my doctor, the rheumatologist, my neurologist, and those that know and love me are just simply amazed by my recovery. As time went by and more unfolded about other aspects of my poor health, and I talked to my doctor, and I asked, are there any other specialists that I should see, like seeing as these things are unfolding? And Linda, he's a very brave man, very well seasoned, very knowledgeable. And he actually took off his glasses and sat them down. And he said to me, the help and the knowledge and the direction that you have received from your Facebook support groups have undoubtedly helped you more than an unknowledgeable or not up-to-date specialist.
Wow. Wow.
And those were such brave words. I have such respect for him to speak them. I had after I was on LDN, I was able to get the LDN book and bring it in, and it has, you know, 2 physicians in there and in-depth research. And I gave it to my doctor, and he keeps it in his office. He, every once in a while when I go in now, he'll say, you know, I shared this with my colleague about this and that and this and that. And but even then, knowledge on LDN seems a little slippery in the physician's world, because one time I went in and he said, I wonder if LDN would show up on a drug test. And I looked at him and went, and then he said, did I prescribe it on a triplicate? And I went, no. So LDN knowledge seems to be slippery. Mm-hmm. It comes in and out of what is accurate. And so I'm just really happy to be part of sharing my journey. It's kind of not quite short of miraculous.
Well, I have to say, it's such an amazing story. And if you've listened to my story, there's a lot of similarities there. So I know exactly how you feel. And I have to thank you and point out to everybody that you also help with our Facebook group. And to give something back, I think, is amazing. So I'd like to thank you very much for your time that you donate to spread the word and to help others.
Thank you, Linda. It's my pleasure. I am so thankful to be in a position of renewed health now that I'm able to do that. I'm just eternally thankful for the research that has been coordinated and the answers that have been brought to my life through this medication, this application of the medication.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. As I say, once again, thank you very much for sharing your experience with us today.
Thank you for calling. Take care, Linda.
Thank you.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.